Well, let me just start by telling you a little bit about my history, because I bet that there is something you can relate with, that you're going through some of the same things I've been through, or you will, okay? I started in this industry, actually this month, January 13th, will be my 6th year in the business. Now, let me say that I signed my distributor agreement 6 years ago, but I haven't actually been in the business, really, but for a couple of years. And I think maybe there's some of you that might feel the same way. I was an art history major in college, and owned my own business. And I did always know that I was an entrepreneur. I am totally psychologically unemployable. It's just never been able to be possible for me to be employed. I owned a business, and I did quite well at it. But about 10 years into the business, I was frustrated. For those of you that don't know me really well, I'm very high maintenance, for one thing, okay? $100,000 a year is not enough for me, okay? Won't pay my clothes bill. But also, really, it was frustrating for me because at that time, I didn't know what it was, because I didn't know what leverage was. I was frustrated that I couldn't get what I wanted, that I ended up doing everything. Anyone here own a small business? You are responsible for everything, and because I am a producer-holic, I was the one there, you know, last person to leave all weekend, and I could never get good employees. If I did train people really well, they would leave me and become my competition. So you can imagine how exciting network marketing was to me. Oh, I can train them, they can leave, and they won't be competition. I'll make percentage on them forever. But anyway, a lot of things happened in the business, and kind of the last blow for me was that I had my gallery manager steal $25,000 from me, and that kind of puts you in a place. And so timing was good. Now, see, several people had approached me about network marketing over the years, okay, because I was a salesperson. I mean, I sold art, I did corporations, I did hotels like this. I actually would just put everything together for them. But at the time, first part of January, 6 years ago, I got a cold call from a gentleman, and he said a couple of things to me that I still remember to this day. The ability to walk away in 24 to 36 months, right? That's what got me, because I had worked so hard, and I wanted some time for freedom. And I got very, very excited about the business. Now, I laughed and said I started 6 years ago, but I really wasn't in the business for quite a while. The first 8 months of the business, I did nothing but sell, basically. I would sell product and services because that's what I knew. That's how I understood to do. And everyone talked about prospecting, and I knew that building an organization was going to be the only way I'd get the leverage, right? But I was afraid, okay? We're all afraid of change, right? And of making that change. And you know what's so fearful about prospecting and what's so fearful about really achieving the success and being in your brilliance is that you're afraid of being different. Not that you have to change, but what other people's perception of you is going to be. Because I think most of us, although we dream about how wonderful it would be to be exceptional and to have all this money and to do all these wonderful things, the fear of what you might lose is greater than that dream, because the people around you might not love you as much. And think about prospecting, why that is so frightening, because what people think of us is very important to us, right? There are very, very few of us that really don't give a damn what somebody else thinks about them, right? So if someone asks you what you do and you say, I'm in network marketing, that's not a comfortable thing for you. That was very difficult for me. My husband loved what I did. And when I would go to parties and people would say, what do you do? I'd say, I'm an art dealer. Oh, I love art. Da, da, da. It was an ambiance about that. There was a certain thing that, you know, people thought that was cool. And I very much was into that. So to then be, ooh, a network marketer, okay, that was frightening for me. One of the things I've been experimenting with the last, I'd say, year is that I would say, I'm a master network marketer. I started experimenting. I travel a lot. And what I found, guys, is that almost every single person out there is in a network marketing deal. They just don't want to talk about it. Okay? Because I'm telling you, the first time I did it, I was in a restaurant waiting on a flight in an airport, and this couple had been talking and sitting next to me, and I just thought they were neat. And you know how you just kind of casually start talking about, oh, where are you from? Where are you going? What flight are you on? When I said it, they almost leapt on me. I'm in a network marketing opportunity. I've only been in 6 months, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so I started doing it more and more and more because I learned to be proud of what I do. And when you can do that, you'll actually be able to let go of the fear. It'll be a lot easier for you. I promise you that being exceptional is a lot better than being the same. Okay? I just promise you, you're going to have to let go of that fear and get into that, because it will be. But anyway, I've gone through a lot of struggles through the business over these last 6 years and learned different things, and I hope I can impart some of those to you, because you have little breakthrough moments all along the way. In the last year and a half, I've really gotten what this business is about and have fun. It is fun. And that's what I want to try to get you into, the fun and the flow and all the things that we talk about, because that's where you're really going to enjoy the business, but it's where you're going to make enormous strides.